Shell's van's a 15. It's a good van. I thank the Lord for it. 15 model. Got about 60,000 miles on it now. We don't drive a lot. What is it? 4.5, 5 years old. Amen. And we drive, you know, church is close, Walmart's close, doctor's close. We live in town, so we don't drive. You know, we go out of town or go to church somewhere. It's probably the furthest we drive. That van, the girls out there washing it yesterday, and they said, "Mom, that thing's got scratches on it." Whew. Amen. Anybody knows Michelle? I know she's picky. She don't like scratches. She parks way down at the end of the lot somewhere. Go down there and find somebody, usually on purpose, or put a buggy or something inside your car, because, you know, that's why people are crazy. Amen. And it's all right to want to take care of stuff. You ought to want to take care of stuff. I'm not against all that. Amen. Oh! Amen. If you get things of this old world, guess what? What I'm trying to say is, it's going to get scratched up.
It will. Believe
me. Brother Tommy, he is downhearted last summer. Him and his sister Brady was out there walking at the lake, Beast Fork Lake, just out there having a good family evening out. Take their dog out for a walk and enjoy the beauty of the evening. Amen. Got back in his car and was pulling out, I think it was. He can tell the story better after a while if I get it wrong. Amen. There were some guys hurrying up mowing before it got dark, trying to finish up mowing, and they spit a big rock out there. Amen. And put a big ding in the side of his car.
Big one.
Woo! Well, guess what? We paid a lot of money for them cars, and immediately your heart sinks and you think, my, look at that.
Yeah.
And you ought to. All I'm trying to say is, I'm not diminishing our things. Thank God's one blessed us with that. Amen. But hey, those things can't get you to heaven.
Right.
Those things can't make you. They're gonna get dings on them. They're gonna rust. Amen. Thank God, they're gonna leak oil. Amen. They're gonna have wrecks and people's gonna hit them and all things like that. But my joy is not wrapped up in that. Amen. I tell you what, my joy is. It's in the Lord. Hallelujah. I want to be saved. I want to be on my way to heaven. I want to lead my kids to heaven. That's where my joy comes from.
Thank you, Lord.
Woo! Great, God, I got to move on here. Ingratitude will rob joy right out of you.
Yeah, sure will.
Amen. Romans chapter number 1. Really, you start at 18, but I'm going to save you some reading. I got all this, but let's skip all the way down to 21. Because that when they knew God, they glorified him not as God, neither were they thankful. Amen. But became vain in their imaginations, and their foolish heart was darkened. Amen. I tell you what, you can get to the place where you're so unthankful that it'll darken your heart. Amen. I said it'll darken your heart. You can get to the place where you're so unthankful. You know what I've been praying lately? And you can say amen to me, but then you can put your finger right back at you and say amen to you. But every single one of us in this house, I feel like the Lord's been showing me this, and I'm going to preach on it for too long. I feel like the Lord's been dealing my heart. We're all selfish. Amen. We're all a bunch of selfish brats. All we care about is us. Me. How am I going to do better? How am I going to get better? Great God, I've been praying, Lord, help me not to care about myself. Help me, Lord, not to worry about me. Help me worry about you and worry about the kingdom and worry about others. I read last night, I forget the guy's name, in that Raven Hill book, the first few chapters, if you got it, look in there. He referenced that guy's name. So I searched it on Google. It intrigued my mind. I forget that guy's name, but he was called up over there. Ravenhill was English. He was called up over there for stealing and robberies. Amen. And finally, he got an infatuation with his neighbor's wife, and he killed her husband. Amen. Because he thought she wanted him. This guy was crazy. Amen. But anyway, they tried him, and they got him for murder. And back in the day, they had capital punishment. Amen. So he was sentenced to a day to death by noose. You know, they were going to hang him. And that old priest was marching down that death row with that guy, Brother Earl. Amen. And he began to read that guy some verse of scripture, you know, trying to get him stirred just nonchalantly. Amen. I wish I remember that guy's name. But that guy, that murderer, looked at that preacher, and he said, "Hey, Do you really believe what you're reading? Hey, man, and that preacher said, yeah, I believe that. And he looked at him, he said, you don't believe that. He said, if I believe what you're reading, he said, I'd crawl across England on my hands and knees on broken glass to rescue people out of a place called hell that you're telling me I'm going to. He said, you don't care that I'm going to hell. You don't care that in just a few minutes I'm going to wake up in hell. He said, you'd be on your hands and on your knees pleading for my soul. Great God, I come to tell us we're too caught up on self. We're too caught up on us. And it's robbing the joy of the Lord right out of us. Woo! Stirred my heart when I read that.
Yes.
Amen. Idleness. I got to hurry here. Idleness will rob the joy. Pray without ceasing. We sit around and run idle and don't do things for the Lord. Amen. It'll rob the joy. I'll rob you of joy.
Yes, it will.
Idleness is the devil's workshop. Did you know that?
Yeah.
Influence of Satan. It'll rob the joy out of you. Be sober. Be vigilant because your adversary, the devil, is a roaring lion walking about seeking whom he may devour. The devil is just seeking for you. He's trying to destroy you. He's a liar. He's a killer. He's a stealer. He wants to rob your joy. Amen. Great God, forgetfulness of God's blessings. It'll rob your joy. Psalms 103:2. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not his benefits. Don't forget what the Lord has done for you. Oh God. Amen. It'll rob the joy of the Lord right out of your heart. Amen. Great God. What else will rob the joy? A depression. Amen. That follows mountaintop experiences. It'll rob the joy out of you. You look at Elijah. Amen. Elijah had just been used of God to prophesy to King Ahab and tell him that it's not going to rain for the space of 3.5 years. And it rained not at the word of Elijah. But you know the story. Finally, God caught sitting down to Cherith, sitting down to Zarephath, and that widow sustained him. The raven sustained him in Cherith and the brook, but it ran dry. And he had to go to Zarephath. And then that widow woman sustained him down there. And after all of that, the Lord spoke to him again and said, Elijah, go up there and tell Ahab it's getting ready to rain.
Glory.
Woo!
Glory.
So he goes down there and tells Obadiah. Said, Obadiah, go tell King Ahab it's fixed. It's getting ready to rain.
Yes, yes.
Obadiah said, oh, no. Right there in 2 Kings chapter 18, read it. He said, oh no, Ahab, amen, has sent people far and wide in every country around here looking for you. Amen. They had to sign a decree, in other words, saying that you weren't there. Amen. You're a wanted man. You're FBI's. You're not the top 10 most wanted. You're the number one man wanted in the world. And you're telling me to go tell King Ahab you're here. You're going to try to get me killed, Obadiah said. Woo! Amen. But anyway, amen. You know the story. Finally, all that happened. Amen. But they're rolling up midst of the night, and they saw the cloud the size of a man's hand. What happened? It began to rain. But after that mountaintop experience, just a couple chapters later, in chapter number 19, we find Elijah, amen, with the joy of the Lord ripped right out of him because he got depressed. And when he saw that, he arose and went for his life, and he came to Beersheba, which belongeth to Judah, and left his servants there. But he himself went a day's journey into the wilderness, and he came and he sat down under a juniper tree. Hey, God, you got a juniper tree too. And he requested for himself that he might die. Great God, is this a man, amen, that just caught rain down from heaven? Is this the man that God just used to shake the nation of Israel and turn them back towards God? And now he's saying, Lord, just take my life, amen, under the juniper tree. For I'm not better than my fathers. He had a mountaintop experience, but now he's depressed down in the valley, and it robbed the joy right out of Elijah's heart. Hallelujah. Woo! You got to watch, amen. I said the devil wants to rob the joy right out of your heart. A carnal lifestyle will. It'll do it too. You try to live like church one day. and try to live like the world one day, back and forth, flop back and forth, you won't have no joy. You'll be miserable.
Right.
Amen?
Yes, sir.
Oh, yes.
Right.
For brethren, ye have been called unto liberty, Galatians said. Only use not liberty for an occasion to the flesh, but by love serve one another. Amen. What's he saying? Great God, mark up. Amen. Figure out what it is you believe and stand on it. Amen. 1 John 2 and 16:17, for all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, the pride of life, is not of the Father, but is of the world, and the world passeth away in the lust thereof, but he that doeth the will of God abideth forever.
Amen.
Woo! Amen. If we don't watch out, we'll lose the joy of the Lord. Lastly, verse number 4, I got to move on here. This is good stuff. We'll quit here. Lastly, amen. Always in prayer of mine for you all, making requests with joy for your fellowship in the gospel from the first day until now. What was the secret of consistent prayer and fellowship? The answers here are thanksgiving and prayer. Be thankful. Amen. Have a dedicated prayer life. Set times. Amen. How many times have we said that lately? Set times. If you're a morning person, set times in the morning to pray. If you're a nighttime person, set times at night to pray. And say, here's my time. That's not mine. This is God's.
Right.
That's what we got to do with our money.
Right.
Woo!
Yeah.
10% of it ain't mine.
Right.
It's all not mine.
Right.
I can preach you that, too. I can prove to you from the Word of God. And 100% of it ain't mine, Brother Dan. It's all His.
Yeah.
He gives me the strength to get up and work, carry a job, or whatever it is He's blessed you to do. Without that, Brother Tom, we're one heart attack away from not being able to work, ain't we? Woo. We're one day away from not experiencing the blessings of the Lord. Amen. But this is how I've always been taught as a child growing up. And this is how I believe you ought to do it. Amen. When you get a job, amen, you make $100, great God, $10 of it. Amen. It ain't bill money. It ain't you money. It's God's money. Amen. Hey, God, right off the bat, amen, $10 of it is the Lord's. And I believe we ought to do that with our time. We ought to take out a lot of time and say, this ain't my time. Great God, this ain't social networking time. This ain't surfing time. But this is God's time. Amen. Woo! I hope I'm preaching all right.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. There was little or no conflict, confusion, but continuance in the early church. A continuing fellowship is in a prayer fellowship. Among Christians, there may be difficulties and disappointments along the way, but never a disruption where there is a prayer fellowship. If we're really praying like we can, the devil can't disrupt us like he wants to.
Right. Amen.
When you're praying like you should.
All right.
Hallelujah. Woo! Old timers, you say it like this, Brother Tom. I heard them old timers say it many times. Somebody up and backslide and run off and run down and act crazy. Them old timers, you say it like this. Well, they wasn't praying like they should.
Right.
You ever heard them old timers say that?
Yeah.
Amen. Why'd they say that? Because they knew if they'd been praying like they should, they wouldn't have been doing what they're doing. Amen. Because if you're praying, great God, you won't be sinning. And if you're sinning, you won't be praying. Hallelujah. God. Amen. Help us to catch fire and begin to pray. I'm done. Verse number 6. Being confident of this very thing, that he which hath begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. I am surely, amen, certified, amen, that Paul was persuaded. He was confident. His confidence was established in the past all the way up until the present. The fellowship that he had, amen, with these believers could not fall apart. Why? Because they was tied together in prayer. They was tied together in fellowship. They was tied together in unity and love for one another. Local churches may fall apart. Church organizations may crumble. Professing Christians may engage in fighting instead of having fellowship. But all of this division is a result of a false foundation and carnality of our hearts. And people really not getting a hold of God like they should.
Right.
All right. Sister Dottie sent me a thing that preacher said. I thought he said 1,900. 13 or 1,900. That's, either way you look at it, that's a lot. Of pastors quit in America every month. That's a lot, ain't it?
Yes, it is.
They got to get some carnal guy to take his place. Eat carnal too, amen. Staggering numbers, because we got a carnal bunch of people trying to get results in the carnal world.
Amen. It's the truth.
Shh. I ain't trying to be mean here.
Come on.
But I just wonder how many preachers today that mounted the pulpit, prayed and fasted and even studied and sought God over a message to preach to their congregation. Or did they click on Google and get them to download them a sermon?
Come on.
Amen. Oh, God. I use books. Amen. We got on that the other day. Old Brother Bill Prescott, he burned them up down there at the minister's meeting. Hey. I wasn't there that service. We was all sicker. He'd have burnt me up too. Amen. Great God, I use books, Brother Earl. I study books. Amen. Great God, I got all kinds of notes. A lot of you can take my notes and probably preach a message. Amen. I got notes. Amen. I read guys and I preach stuff that guys that I've read after. Amen. Great God. Amen. But when it all comes down to it, you get thoughts. But really, you got to pray it through. I can't preach and move you if it don't move me. Amen. Hey God. But really, when it comes down to it, amen, we got to churn butter. We got to get anointed of the Holy Ghost and let God move in our midst. Help us, Lord, not to be carnal minded. Somebody help me up here. I'm done. Having therefore these promises, 2 Corinthians 7:1, dearly beloved, let us cleanse ourselves from all filthiness of the flesh and spirit, perfecting holiness in the fear of God. 1 Peter 5, whom resist steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same afflictions are accomplished in your brethren that are in the world. Galatians 2:20, I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth
in me.
In me. Woo, hallelujah. Aren't you glad he lives in you? And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. In spite of opposition and resistance, God can accomplish his will in your life. Amen. You're going to have opposition. You're going to have trouble. You're going to fight the devil. But thank God, by his grace and his help, we can still make it. Amen. If the Lord does not begin a good work in the lives of believers, then the local church cannot enjoy this continual fellowship that Paul is talking about when you really have a heart love for the church. Amen. Great God, strife, friction, falling apart. Amen. Revelings that something was begun by someone in whose heart Jesus Christ was not in control of. There'll be bickering and strife among the brethren if you get a carnal mind. If the Lord don't show up, we're in trouble.
Right.
We've got to have here. Stand with me in this house. Verse number 7 and 8. I want to get this real quick. Even as it is meet for me, meet for me to think of this of you, think this of you all, because I have you in my heart, inasmuch as both in my bonds and in the defense and confirmation of the gospel, ye are partakers of my grace. For God is my record, how greatly I long after you all in the bowels of Jesus Christ. Amen. This word meet means right or just. Hallelujah. We are all to be missionaries in our own communities, in our own families. We're to be the light. Amen. Those around you ain't living right. Your family ain't living right. Your neighbors ain't living right. You're the one to be the missionary amongst them. Tell them about Jesus. Hallelujah. We draw strength to minister to others from our fellowship with one another. Hallelujah. Great God. For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God. Amen. Lord, help us in this day to realize that we need Him. Amen. We're in a spiritual warfare. Did you know that? Spiritual warfare. I preached this some time back. Paul said to Timothy, thou therefore endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. You got to endure some things. Amen. You got to defend the gospel. You got to stand up for what you believe in.
All right.
You got to love the church. Can you imagine if somebody had tried to cause, you know, trouble and division amongst the church in Paul's day? I wonder what Paul would have done.
Oh, my goodness.
Ooh. I'm done here. But my Uncle Larry tells me all the time, it's the way old-time country people are. But old man Bill Stevens, my Uncle Larry's dad, he's the pastor then, I think it was. Larry was younger. They had church, Sister Peggy. And they said, tonight we're having business meeting. And everybody knew, you know, business meeting included members. This old guy, he wasn't a member, just an old troublemaker in the neighborhood. He happened to be there when they said he was going to have a meeting. So he come back at night, and they, you know, church was over. They had a little meeting after church. That old guy stayed right there. And he said, I'm going to have you see what's going on around here. Old man Bill Stevens told him, he said, buddy, we've already made it clear that this is a member-only meeting. You got to be a member of this church to stay here for this. Amen. Go on out. Amen. Church is over. Hallelujah. That old guy told him, said, I'm going to stay right here. Bill said, this is the last time I'm telling you. Amen. This is for members of this church. Woo! I guess that old guy told him again, said, ain't nobody making me leave here. They said, Bill got a hold of that guy by his shirt collar. Amen. By the seat of his breeches, and took him down to the door and slung him out the door. Woo!
Thank you, Lord.
Hey, we don't do stuff like that nowadays. I guarantee you Paul would have. Yeah. Woo! Amen. Why? Because they love the church. Amen. They said, this is what I spent my life doing. This is what I spent my whole work doing. Thank God I love the church. I'd give my life for it. I'd give every ounce of strength I have for it. I've been out at sea for it. I've traveled. I've been beat down in Lystra for it. I love the church of the Lord Jesus Christ. And my question for you tonight is, how much do you love the church?
Amen.
Woo! Oh, let's gather in these altars now. Lord, I want to keep the joy of the Lord. Amen. I want to love the church. I want to love the ways of God. Amen. I don't want to be worldly minded. I don't want to create division, but I want to have unity. I want to love you, Lord. Amen. I don't want to have a carnal mind, but I want to live right. I want to mark up. I don't want to bring a reproach to the church, but I want to bring grace. Amen. I want to bring the Spirit of God. I want to bring others to the cause of Christ. Woo! Thank you.
see.